Alrighty, on the phone right now is one of my favorite authors. It's Karen White. The House on Prytania is coming out, the Royal Street series, on May 16th. She's on the phone now for our 7th or 8th interview, Karen.
Oh my gosh, is it really that many? But yeah, I believe it.
So, how are you?
I'm doing well, just getting ready to hit the road to talk about the book. So, yeah, it's all good.
I saw that on your website, Karen-White.com, since you brought that up. They have you on the road quite a lot. Then you got July off. Then you go back out again for some stuff in August and September.
Yeah. So, yeah, they keep me hopping. That's good, though. I mean, I think the best part about this writing gig is writing the end, meaning that you're done with the torture that the book puts you through. But honestly, the highlight is going out on the road and meeting readers and talking about my books with them. That is the icing on the cupcake.
And you, again, like we've talked about in the past, you do a little bit different stuff. You do some libraries, you're doing some wine events, there's a luncheon, you're going to New Orleans. You do all the fun stuff, not just go to a book. I mean, going to a bookstore is fine and signing autographs, but when there's wine involved, it must make it 10 times better.
Well, as a matter of fact, I just came back from San Francisco with a reading between the wines. So I had a book event with 7 other authors at a winery, the Hook and Ladder Winery, which was absolutely gorgeous, absolutely fabulous, and so on trend because they paired our books with wine. So, yeah, any chance I get to go to a winery for book signing, it is a win-win.
And what kind of wine goes with your books?
So it was a Pinot Noir. This particular book, actually, they for this series, they thought a Pinot Noir, and the one that they recommended sort of had a beautiful, I can't remember the exact name of it, but it had something to do with night. And it had like a crescent moon on it, which was so New Orleans. It was very dark and spooky, and it was delicious. As a matter of fact, I'm joining their mail order campaign, so I can order more of them.
I don't drink wine, but is that a red wine?
It is a red wine, yes.
Okay. So last time we talked, we'll get into the book in a minute. The last time we talked was about a year ago. You were planning the wedding. How did the wedding go? Did you find the most fabulous dress? How was Beatrice? How was Lauren? Did everyone get drunk? Tell me some details.
Everybody behaved. The wedding was absolutely flawless. It was just tremendous. We all had a fabulous time. I did find a dress. My sister-in-law came to visit in August to be able to attend one of my daughter's bridal showers. And we were just sitting out on the back porch, and we were looking on the internet because I had already ordered about 25 dresses that were, that I tried on and just didn't love. There were possibilities. And so we were just flipping through a particular site of a dress designer that a friend had recommended, and we both fell in love with one particular dress, and I ordered it. I did have to have it fitted, so it was kind of like a custom piece, but oh my gosh, it was the bee's knees, as they say. It is the most beautiful dress. Just the color was perfect, just perfect.
And are you pushing for grandchildren yet?
I am. I know my mom. I know, because if you could see the way that I baby my little dog, people are like, "Yeah, you're ready for grandkids."
The house on, is it Prytania? Is that how you say it?
Prytania.
Is out on the 16th. It's the second book now in the Royal Street series. It's the follow-up, of course, to the Trad Street. And in this book, wow, a lot happens. There's some shocking twists. One of them I kind of figured out before you got to the reveal. I just had a nagging feeling. I'm not going to say what it is while we're talking.
No. But, I know which one you're talking about, because many people do guess it, but if you know my books, it's not about not knowing. It's the other characters reaching that conclusion and what it means to them.
Yeah.
So, because there's other mysteries and stuff in there that you probably did not see.
No.
The end of those coming. So, yeah, that's what I like to do. I like to mix them up.
Here's my notes. We'll start with Jolene. Jolene is a great character in the book. But she's also a little over the top and, to me, somewhat annoying at times. Do you find that writing?
No. Everybody loves Jolene. You are the first person in about 1,000 people I've spoken to that called her annoying.
Well, just a little bit. Not a lot. She's a lovely person. Don't get me wrong.
But most women say she's the kind of friend you want by your side.
Yeah. I also have down ghosts because this book involves three main ghosts as part of the story. Mm-hmm. You'll have to read the book to know mm-hmm. which ghosts they are. I don't know if I missed it because I read too fast, but did Grandma call in? Did you have a phone call with Grandma this time?
Oh, my goodness. That is a good question. I only wrote the book. Why are you asking me these questions?
Well,
I'm trying to think. Because I know Grandma did call in the last book.
Yeah.
I think maybe not because we have another spirit calling in to speak with someone else.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
I think, maybe that was the focus for this one.
Melanie and her family visit from the Trad Street novel. So we get to catch up with them and the twins. And it's been a few years and the twins mm-hmm. are now teenagers. And we learn what they're like as teenagers.
It's because it's been, I guess, the last time we saw them. I can't remember. But it's been, I guess, almost nine years since we last saw them. So, they're like on the cusp of 13. So they're at that awkward preteen stage. But they're fun. And I loved getting to know Sarah a little bit more because last time we saw her, she was basically a baby. And, with only a hint of a paranormal ability, but in The House on Britannia, we get to see her true skills.
Yeah, and it got me to thinking, once you maybe finish up with the Nola series, does that mean another spinoff series?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, when I'm in the nursing home, I'll be writing that fifth series. Yeah.
Cooper, Michael, and Bo, and Nola, I mean, she's just got the guys all over the place in this book.
Does she really? Because I think, Bo is taken. Michael, I don't think she'd want to touch with a 10-foot pole. That's what happened in the last book. And Cooper, I think he's hiding something. Remember that scar on his face that Nola notices and he doesn't have time to answer? I think that something happened. Something happened to him when he was in California after he left Charleston. Right. I'm just saying, I don't know for sure. I won't know until I write the book.
I still think, though, the sexual tension with Bo and Nola is off the charts. And just because Bo is with somebody doesn't mean in the future that he won't be with somebody.
That's true. There are no guarantees.
Yeah.
There are no guarantees. And depending on how many books I'm going to be writing in the series, I know there's going to be at least four. And that will, when I'm writing the fourth one, if they say, that's it, we don't want any more, then... then I can maybe reach a conclusion with Bo and Nola. Maybe it'll be the one everybody thinks it will be, or maybe it won't be, I won't know. But if I get the go-ahead to write more, then, maybe they can get together. Maybe they'll break up. I don't know.
And again, no spoilers, but you left a mysterious ending to this story. So we have something to look forward to for the next book.
Absolutely. Yeah. As a matter of fact, I've been just starting the next book, and so of course I have to go reread how I ended the last book so I can make sure that I'm, covering all my bases here.
So in this book, Nola is just working on her house. She wants to get it all ready. She wants to move in, but she's having issues with ghosts. And they do say in the synopsis who one of the ghosts is. Should I say it or should I leave it as a mystery?
Yeah, I'd leave it as a mystery.
Okay.
Leave it as a mystery.
But
there's
more than one ghost that shows up. There's a situation that only Bo can take care of it by the end of the book. And they're fighting ghosts. They're fighting each other. They're trying to get this situation rectified. And like I said, Nola just wants to live in her house.
Yeah, she just wants to start her new life. But of course, nothing is ever easy, is it?
No.
So she finds out. But she's 26, and so she's got a lot of room to make mistakes and plenty of opportunities to learn.
I will give a hint. There is pipe smoke again.
There is pipe smoke.
Yeah.
Which, that's like one of the, more people can smell spectral smells than can actually see specters. So, like you don't have to be psychic to smell a spectral whiff of cigar smoke or pipe smoke.
And also in this book, because after the end of the last book, Bo's long lost sister Sunny is back, and we learn where mm-hmm. she's been and what's been happening. But not mm-hmm. everything always is what it appears to be.
No, is it?
No. the book again is out on May 16th. I think we've covered enough without giving any spoilers.
No, actually, it's May 9th. It's May 9th now? Yeah.
Oh, okay. It says on the press sheet that I got May 16th. Okay, they moved it up then.
No, that's not good.
Oh, okay.
How old is that press sheet?
Well, it came with the book.
It's been May 9th for a while.
Yeah, was it originally May 16th?
No.
Oh, then somebody made a mistake. May 9th.
Okay, May 9th. It is definitely May 9th. It better be May 9th because I'm going to be on tour, May 9th, yeah. And I'm supposed to be signing those books. So hopefully it's out by then, so I have something to sign.
What's going on with you girls, Beatrice and Lauren? Are you guys writing another book together?
Oh, we just finished one, and this will be, I know we say this every time, but we really mean it this time. Because we've loved every single one. We think each one gets better than the last. But honestly, this is the best. And I don't have a specific pub date, but it will. But the month will be September of 2024.
Okay. And I
can only say one word, and I can only say one word about it. I'm not allowed to share the title, but I am allowed to say just one word, and that would be Scotland.
Okay. And if it follows the familiar patterns of the past books, we know what to expect.
Yeah, maybe, but this might be a little bit different.
Okay.
A little bit different.
And will there be some hidden stuff with characters from other books that occasionally get mentioned in these books?
Of course.
Okay,
of
okay.
course. And also the little wink-wink of mention of sheep.
Okay.
That's just something that we throw into our Team W books.
And this one, I assume you guys got to get together and drink wine and hang out and write together.
Well, we were supposed to.
Oh, okay.
And then, with the wedding and there were some other things going on in our personal lives that sort of negated that. So to plan the book, we actually did it a few days at my beach house in Florida, but then because it was only a few days, we then finished up on FaceTiming each other. And then to finish it up, and when we normally go to a lovely place, we ended up doing it at the Tucson Book Festival.
Oh, okay.
So we've promised each other for the next book, we will go all out with a fun planning session and a great location, and then also to finish it up because we are overdue for some fun.
Yeah. People can follow you on Twitter at Karen White Wright. Again, at your website, karen-white.com, Facebook, Karen White Author. What's your Instagram?
Karen White Wright. And actually, I'm on Instagram more than anything these days.
Okay.
I don't think I even do Twitter anymore. It's just, it's too much. I spent all the time on social media, I couldn't write. But Instagram is Karen White Wright.
And you grew up in London, but now you live here in Atlanta and Florida. Are you looking forward to, as we record this, you'll hear this before the coronation of King Charles is this Saturday.
Yes.
Will you be getting up and watching and drinking tea or wine or dressing up?
Probably not. Only because I was in San Francisco for the weekend. My jet lag is real. And and tomorrow morning I have to be downtown Atlanta at 8:30, which that's like a 2-hour ordeal in the morning. So I have to get up super early. So I'm done. I'm dealing with jet lag and it's just going to get worse tomorrow. So I'll probably be sleeping in a little bit on Saturday.
Now, when you go away for these trips and then you come home, how excited do your dogs get? Or is it just one dog?
It's just, so we lost our sweet Quincy a couple of years ago. Okay. So we have Sophie, and she loses her mind with excitement. I think she might sprain her tail. It's adorable.
How old is she now?
She is 8, but she acts like a puppy.
Have you thought about getting another dog? Oh, did I lose you?
She's my little writing assistant. You know what? I think that I am a better dog parent with just one dog at a time.
Okay. Well, Karen, it's always a pleasure talking to you.
You too, Mark. Thank you.
No solo book this year?
No solo book this year. Again, last year with the wedding and had another big, big life event last year in addition to that. And it just, I did not get a book written. So, yeah.
Well, that's all right. We'll get
But that's okay. That's okay. You know, I've got the paperback of, The Shop on Royal Street just came out, and then this hardcover is coming out, and then next year I have the Tri book, and then my next big book will probably be 2025.
Yeah, well, you have two books next year, so.
Yeah. So I'm excited about that.
Well, Karen, it's always a pleasure talking to you. The House on Prytania comes out on May 9th. It's a Royal Street novel. You're going to be out all over the place in the South. People can come hang out with you, drink with you, have lunch with you, whatever else you guys do. And a couple of these things are for some good events. I saw one that was benefiting. Let's see if I can find it. It was benefiting some charity. It was later. I think it's in August.
In August, like in Gainesville. It's supporting women with cancer.
Yeah.
So yeah, get a book and contribute to a worthy cause. That's always a win-win as well. So.
Well, Karen, always a pleasure talking to you, and I guess we'll chat again in another year.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Mark. I appreciate it.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.